Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious alhamdulillah thumma alhamdulillah as we comment in the name of Allah عز وجل and we send peace and blessings upon Nabi Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well as upon his illustrious family and his noble companions alayhim ridwan we say marhaba 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 to all our esteemed viewers and listeners of Madani channel Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala ali states in his beautiful poetry chamak pich se paate hai sab paane wale mera dil bhi chamka de chamkane wale barasta nahi dekh kar abre rahmat badon par bhi barsa de barsane wale تو زندہ ہے واللہ تو زندہ ہے واللہ تو زندہ ہے واللہ تو زندہ ہے واللہ میرے چشم عالم سے چھپ جانے والے الحمدللہ رب العالمین in the company of our respected and honorable مولانا عبد القادر قادری معینی اتاری سلمہ الباری we say مرحبا to all our viewers and listeners of Madani channel مواصب الحمدللہ It is another beautiful day here in South Africa and we are discussing the importance of having one's heart cleansed and purified. Subhanallah. What is the importance of having a clean heart is what we are going to be discussing. A program once again, not to be missed. Stay tuned with us until the end of today's program, inshallah azza wa jal. Mansa, we have a beautiful qasida that we would love to commence with, inshallah azza wa jal.
Subhanallah.
And this qasida is known as qasida burda, which is recited and famous throughout the world, alhamdulillah. So, is qasida se aaj hum aagaz karte hain to invoke the blessings of Allah azza wa jal. Enjoy this beautiful qasida and make dua in your heart, and Allah azza wa jal, through His infinite mercy, shall accept and fulfill all your lawful wishes. Stay tuned and locked with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika بك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفارقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب
ربك خير الخلق كلهم
يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمامي
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدئ النعم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله and this was our respected and honorable Rukn-e-Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya as he was reciting Mu'asab this kalam with his melodious voice and beautiful andaz, Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa, Balligh maqasidana waghfir lana ma madha ya wasi' al karami huwa al habib alladhi turja shafa'atuhu likulli haw lim min al ahwali muqtahimi. Subhanallah, what a beautiful and amazing kalam recited by Rukneshura, mashallah. And Mu'asab, every dua should commence, and when it does commence with the Qasida Burda Sharif, you are actually inviting or provoking the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla to descend upon you. Together with that, you will have your du'as answered through the blessings of reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Mu'asab, every person in this world has a concept of how a country runs, Mu'asab. There is a system and there's a structure for everything in this world, right?
Subhanallah.
Like how the nizam of this dunya and this planet is with regards to a city, then of course the entire country, there is a nizam, there is a system and a method which is followed in order for everything to fall in place, Mu'asab. Likewise, with this entire body of a person, the rest of the organs are the subjects, whereas the heart of a person is the king of the body. Allah. Mu'asab, when this has become or this has been known to be the king of the body, if the king is correct, the subjects that follow will also be correct.
Subhanallah.
And if the king is incorrect and the king is corrupted, just like the president or the king of any country, Mu'asab. Subhanallah, if the nizam has to fall in place, it means that the king and the president of that country has to be in order for everything else to fall in place. Likewise with the heart. The heart controls the eyes, controls the mind, controls the hands, controls the legs. Yani the brain controls everything, but it is the heart which gives out the orders, Mu'asab. It is the heart which is known to be the king, and the rest of the subjects will follow if the heart is obedient. And if the heart is corrupted, if the heart has a tendency towards malice, hatred, animosity, jealous, backbiting, ghibat, thinking bad about others, feeling, having ill feelings and suspicions in the heart for others, you cannot see the prosperity of others. This, all these other sicknesses are related to the heart, which is the king. And if the king, the heart, gets sick due to these viruses, then this will affect the rest of the subjects, such as the mind, such as the eyes, such as the tongue, such as the other body organs. And Mu'asab, this is why in our society we have so many problems and viruses out there, Mu'asab. There are disputes, there are quarrels, there are disagreements, there are jealousies and evils out there which have corrupted the society at large, Mu'asab. Many families have broken ties with each other based on assumptions, and these assumptions are directly connected to one's heart, Mu'asab. These are burning issues in our society. So if we do not correct our actions today, then how do we expect for a good reaction, dear viewers? If we do not rectify our mistakes today, then how do we better ourselves for the future? So the first question, Mu'asab, when the heart is such an important part of one's body, Mu'asab, since we all turn towards the Holy Qur'an Pak, and the Qur'an Pak is of course the source of life for us, it is a source of guidance for us, it is an hidayah, and of course a means of guidance for those who are pious. Mu'asab, directly what the Qur'an Pak has explained about the heart itself, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, the reason why we ask this question is, Mu'asab, so that when Mu'asab recite for us any verse of the Holy Qur'an Pak, this verse should make a change within our hearts, Mu'asab, because the sign of a Muslim is when he listens to the verses of the Holy Qur'an Pak, his iman shall increase, Mu'asab. And inshallah, we want to learn today directly from the Holy Qur'an Pak, and of course, ahadith and aqwal of our pious predecessors as well, with regards to how one should have his heart clean, and why is it so important to have one's heart clean, Mu'asab. But firstly, from the Qur'an Pak, what has Allah Azza wa Jalla stated about this, Mu'asab?
Alhamdulillah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states with regards to the importance of having a clean heart
جي.
He Azza wa Jal says قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى
Achcha.
Meaning indeed successful is the one who became pure
Subhanallah.
So the criteria of success is mentioned by our creator Alhamdulillah it is by having a pure heart. And in the tafsir of this verse, that successful is he who protects his heart and saves himself from bad manners. So this is how important it is for our success. Now this success, many may regard success as, you know, having success in the world. Whenever we hear the word success, you know, the common perception is that success meaning to have everything of the world is regarded as success, to have good car, to have a good house, to have a good bank balance and so on. But this success is the success of the hereafter, subhanAllah. And this is the ultimate success towards which every Muslim strives for, because ad-dunya mazratul akhirah. This is the cultivation for our akhirah. So our real goal is the life of akhirah. This is just a passing phase.
Subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madini channel, here we are learning about the importance of having one's heart clean. Now remember, Mohsab, as Mohsab did mention, right? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. And we are speaking about success. Successful people in our sight, Mohsab, are those who drive the far and fancy cars, live in huge bungalows, or who dwell in huge homes and have a huge amount of bank balance. Successful people to us are those who use branded clothes, who look very smart, you know, who are very good in terms of monetary gain, Mohsab, in this dunya. Hamari nazaron mein hum unko dekhte hain ki kya baat hai, look at his style, look at his andaz, look at the wealth and the money he has. And we attain, Mohsab, contentment together with this. We get happy to see the success of others at times, and sometimes we even get jealous. And we also desire, I wish I had like him. I wish I had a car like him. I wish I had a laptop or a cell phone like him. I wish I had a life like him. I wish I had a family like him or her. We try to compare our lives with others. We find ourselves falling prey to jealousy and hatred when we start to envy others, Mohsab, to a large extent. So, in the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is there any hadith of the beloved Rasul emphasizing on this as well, for a person to have a clean heart, Mohsab? Because so far success to us were those who drive far and cars, as we said, right? But in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jalla, as we are learning now, successful is a person who has cleansed his heart, Mohsab, who has purified his heart for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The one, because Allah Azza wa Jalla does not look at what we drive and where we live and how we look, but Allah Azza wa Jalla judges us by the taqwa and piety we have in our hearts. The more cleaner this heart is, it will reflect the radiance of Madinatul Munawwara. It shall reflect the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Mohsab, having a big bank balance but having a dirty heart means nothing.
Allah.
But having nothing in this world in terms of monetary gain, but having a huge heart, that is the actual real riches of this world. And the hereafter. The riches of this world is not the luxuries of this world, but it is to have a clean qalb and heart. And Mohsab, qalb hi hota hai, qalb ka matlab hi hota hai fidr ki tarah. If the weather has changed, for example, and there is wind, how a feather swifts from right to left and from left to right, it will wave off and shift, because the heart is never certain on one mas'ala, on one thing. It always seems to be changing because of situations. One time your heart is certain with one thing, and the next minute it can change. Sometimes you are in love with something, and the next minute you are no more in love with that thing, Mohsab. So this is the heart. It's never stable. It's never stationary. It's always changing and making decisions. It's so important for this type of a heart, which is never stable, to have istiqamah in terms of deen, in terms of loving others. But these days, Mohsab, we have made full amal, and we have practiced the opposite of this verse, as Allah Azza wa Jalla had said, "Wala tajassasu." And do not find false, Mohsab. Lekin humne bilkul uska opposite kiya, and this is exactly what happens, and this is why sometimes the heart can't be clean, because we have this trait and this habit of digging for false and finding out. Agar koi samne wala bolna bhi nahi chahta hai, hum zabardasti usse information nikalwate hain, Mohsab. To is tarah karne se na, to kisi bande ke taluk se agar hamara husne zan tha, if we had a positive opinion about some person, because of finding the faults and digging for those faults, we now have learned something that we did not know about that person. Now this can never cause you to have a clean heart for that person once you have learned about his shortcomings.
Allah.
Why? وَلَا تَجَسَّسُ. And the Quran says, do not find faults. But when we come from work, until we don't hear about the faults of the neighbors, about the relatives and family members, we can't get sleep, Mohsab. This has become part of our life. May Allah protect us. May Allah guide us. Mohsab, further, enhance or shed more light, mashallah, on the subject with regards to the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The heart is something that it keeps changing. The situation of the heart is that the heart is known as qalb. Qalb is something that is changing.
Allah.
So even the Arabic word that is prescribed for this particular organ is that it is something that keeps on changing. So therefore, many of us, alhamdulillah, we make dua that Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit Qalbi ala Deenik. Alhamdulillah, we make this dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or some might say, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Qallib Qalbi ilayk.
Allah.
Turn my heart towards you, Ya Allah, subhanAllah. Because He is the one who is controlling the heart. It is a very famous hadith. Whenever we speak of the heart, it is very well known, this Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that indeed there is a piece of flesh in the body. When it is good, the entire body becomes good.
Allah.
And when it is corrupted, the entire body becomes corrupted. And Muazzab has mentioned very beautifully that if the king, the heart is the king, then finally Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, beware that it is the heart.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
He is making us aware that it is something we should pay keen attention towards, you know. Why? Because this is Raisul Aada. In biology, we learn that heart is called the Raisul Aada, meaning even in biological terms, in medical terms, it is known as the king of all the other body parts. Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah.
So this is importance from a scientific point of view, if one might look at it.
Ji.
And it is just as important from a spiritual point of view. Because why spiritual point of view? Because it is very, very important to keep this heart clean. Because this is where the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. This is where the tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nur descends. Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that success, you know, about the success of the person is that who has pure heart. Subhanallah. So the criterion of success is to have a pure heart.
Mashallah.
If we don't have it, we shouldn't ask for success. Because we are not leveling the playing field for it.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we focus on these Madani pearls, which our respected and honorable Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib, mashallah, had explained to us and had narrated to us, subhanallah. There are so many Madani pearls, dear viewers of Madani Channel, about having a clean heart and having a pure qalb, subhanallah. And unfortunately, because of this dunya and because of the takleefs, due to all the calamities of this world, due to all the stress that we take in this world, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are noticing that we are getting stuck day by day into more and more problems in this world, Muhammad. And the heart can't seem to be coming right and overcoming the takleef of this world, the calamities of this world. But how important it is to have a clean heart is what we are talking, and listen attentively to what your Nabi, my Nabi, and our universal Nabi has stated about having a clean heart once again. As Muhammad, mashallah, Azza wa Jal, had recited for us these beautiful, of course, ayat of the Quran Pak, and we have heard hadiths, and we are listening to these hadiths furthermore to understand this matter and to make it more concrete. Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sunan Abi Dawud has stated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, a believer, Allahu Akbar, a true believer is a mirror for his Muslim brother. Al mu'minu mir'atul mu'mini. A true believer is a brother to a true believer. Yes, you are a brother to your Islamic brother. Subhanallah. And further on, Rasulullah says that he removes his destruction. You're a brother to whom? You are the brother to the one who removes the destruction from him. If there's any calamity coming your way and he knows about it, he will remove it. And he will take care of that person in his absence. Allah, Allah, Allah. So the property and the belongings of others that you are entrusted with, all your friends or relatives that we deal with, we talk with, we communicate with, the dear viewers of Madani Channel, are so important for us to understand that we need to have a clean heart. Muhasab, whatever, as the hadith of the beloved Rasulullah, when you see your brother and when we pick out the faults in that person, One should remember very nicely that, subhanAllah, we like looking at faults of others. We like to look at the faults and see the faults and pick on those faults, due to which the heart can't be clean. But what the pious predecessor said, Mahasab, it comes to mind, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تَذْكُرَ عُيُوبَ صَاحِبَكَ فَذْكُرْ عُيُوبَكَ. That before you intend to pick out the faults of others, look at your own faults. When Allah Azza wa Jalla grants the ma'rifat and the taste of His love to any person, then the sign of that is Allah Azza wa Jalla makes that person aware of his faults.
Subhanallah.
Allah Azza wa Jalla makes that person be aware of his faults, so that person does not spend time rectifying others. He spends time rectifying himself first. He reforms himself first before he finds the faults in others. All of these are those key ingredients to cleanse one's heart. That stop looking down upon others. Let's stop looking for faults in others. Let's stop looking for the shortcomings in others. All of these actions will help us to have a clean heart towards others. Whether you are the boss of the company, whether you are the employee of the company, whether you are one of the staff working in a company, whether you are the housewife or the husband or the child, any person you are, in all walks of life, Islam has left no stone unturned. And Islam is the only religion that has placed so much of emphasis with regards to cleaning and the cleansing of one's heart. Yet, every religion, Mahasab, believes about this, that one should have a clean heart. But look at the beauty of Islam. Yani, uska jo sawab hai, wo bhi bataya ja raha hai ki sawab bhi milega, jannat bhi milegi, jannat ki jo baharein hain, uske liye jiske paas saaf qalb ho. Success, we regarding successful people who have lots of money in this world. But here the Quran had said, no, the one who has a clean heart, the one who has a stable heart, because this is for the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mahasab, these days here, especially the youth, give out the heart very quickly, Mahasab. And the heart is something which just very quickly goes to others. Or badi jaldi se toot bhi jati hai, Mahasab. Dil aisa hai ki sabse qeemti hai. It is the most expensive, or should I say, most valuable part of the body. The heart. It is so important. Without this, one cannot survive, of course. And despite it being so important, and it is the place of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib, it is the place to store their love. And this same heart, we allow the filth of this world to also enter the heart. We allow the forces of that filth to even corrupt the heart and change the ideology of the heart, Mahasab. We allow this to happen. We allow it to happen. So Mahasab, what are the Madani pearls, especially for the youth out there? Because if the heart is not in control in the youth days, it can never be in control in the latter days of one's life. So, can Mahasab place some emphasis on this, Mahasab?
Uzur, why we tend to give our heart so readily and so freely and so eagerly is because we don't know the worth of it.
Allah, Allah.
If, let's say, for example, a person had a diamond in his hand and he didn't know. He is not a jeweler to examine and to cross-reference, you know, and
yes,
to find those finer points for him to recognize the worth of that diamond. To him, it's a piece of glass.
Right.
Piece of broken glass. Right. Only a jeweler will know that, no, it's a diamond.
Yes, that's true.
Right. Or the one who's expert in recognizing the worth of a diamond.
Allah, 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 Allah.
But a person who doesn't know the worth of it, it would take it on face value, you know. It's something, you know, take it or lose it, you know, it doesn't matter. So to a person who doesn't know, to him it will be just a piece of glass. Similar is this case of our heart. If we don't know the worth of it, if we don't know our worth, we would give it to just anybody.
Allah.
But those arif billah who know the worth of their heart, they tend to give it to their creator, subhanallah. Therefore, the Arif Billah, they very famous, it is about them. Man arafa nafsa faqad arafa rabba. One who recognizes himself,
Allah,
knows
Allah,
the worth of himself, faqad arafa rabba. Then indeed, he knows and he recognizes his Lord, subhanallah. So if we know the worth of our heart, of ourselves, we wouldn't give it to just anybody. We would give it to the one who created it.
Subhanallah.
A wise person would do that.
Kya baat hai, Mahasab. So we have learnt something today, dear viewers of Madani Channel. If for some reason your heart is absorbed in anxiety, your heart is the target of anxiety, and people have sickened their heart and weakened their heart by these calamities of the world, and your heart is not strong anymore, you know, to focus and to think or to even think good about others. These are the key ingredients we have on hand. We have the verses of the Quran, we have the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, we have the life of our pious predecessors to see and to assess, so that we can strengthen our hearts as well. We could cleanse our hearts as well. Remember, Allah Azza wa Jalla himself has stated in the Holy Quran Pak with regards to the contentment of one's heart. People are striving day and night for what, Mu'asab? If you ask somebody who's working very hard, he says, I am working for well so that I am content with what I have. You know, I can be content. I don't have to struggle and strive to look for more, because my needs are fulfilled by X amount of money. And to get that X amount, I have to work very hard. This is common term, Mu'asab. Fine, we understand that a person works hard to buy those luxuries and comfort. But Mu'asab, many people who have chased for that, they have spent 50, 80 years running behind wealth and money, and to achieve and to gain those comforts, to give their family a very comfortable and luxurious life. But have they attained comfort? If they have asked this question, many a times you will hear no. A person is never satisfied. What gives the heart satisfaction? What gives the heart tranquility and happiness? How can one make his heart become happy, forcefully or anyhow? What ingredients do you have, or what medications do you have out there? What medicine do you have to make your heart become happy with what Allah has given you? Is there any medication out there in the pharmacies? Is there any doctor out there who can make your heart satisfied and content with what you have and how you are living? Is there anyone who can give you that content in life with your family and children that you have? Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated in the Holy Quran, it is only one way. If one is looking for the satisfaction of the heart, coolness of the heart, contentment of the heart, happiness of the heart, and he wants to get rid of the anxieties of the heart, then Almighty Allah, who is the creator of this planet and universe and all the worlds, have said, "Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub." Allahu Akbar. That the summary of it, Mu'asab, is of course that the remembrance and the remembrance and satisfaction of one's heart is only in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is indeed in the dhikr of Allah. It is in the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal. So we have learned, the more we remember Allah, the more we make His dhikr, the more we worship Him, the more we think of the sins we have committed and we repent for it, the more content your heart would become. And the more content your heart would become, you would drift away from sinning, brothers in Islam. And your heart will become clean. And when the heart will start to purify, because Sufyan Ikram have mentioned that everything has rust, Mu'asab. Things contain rust and dirt. And to remove the rust and the filth and the dirt from one's heart, it is only in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we don't moist our tongues with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We keep our tongues moist with the ghibat of this world. We keep our tongues moist with the problems of this world. For hours we can be speaking on the phone about situations and matters. But can we spend 10, 15 minutes with proper concentration making Allah zikr? When this can't happen from the tongue, then from the heart, how is it going to happen? Of course, it is the forces of this world and the takleef of this world, because this world has both good and bad. If the good can give you a nice effect, then the bad can also keep you affected for a long while. And there are people who are stuck in this effect for 5-10 years and they can't come out of the anxiety. Anti-depression tablets and medications they have been taking, and they are taking tawizat and so much of other things they are doing, but their heart is still not in their control, Mu'asab. It's so important for us to have that in control, which Allah Azza wa Jalla has kept for Himself in His beloved Hadith sallallahu alaihi wasallam, referring to the qalb and the heart. Mu'asab, alhamdulillah, the conclusion of whatever we have discussed today, Mu'asab, and the summary of this entire discussion, alhamdulillah, Mu'asab has given beautiful Madani pearls and has strengthened my heart really, Mu'asab, after listening to those Madani pearls that Mu'asab had shared with regards to how one should strengthen the heart, how important it is to keep the heart clean. And we are extracting these Madani pearls, and I hope that the viewers out there will remember these points discussed today and will note them down and remember them and convey them to others as well. But in conclusion, in the next 2-3 minutes, Mu'asab, as we are concluding, inshallah, any stories from the lives of our pious predecessors so that we could learn, we could take some lessons from their lives as well. Hum unko follow karte, Mu'asab, unke zindagi mein, unke, mashallah, hayat mein, in the physical lifetime, There are so many examples which we can extract to implement in our lives. So, once have any nasihat, any advice from the lives of our pious predecessors?
Alhamdulillah, Uzur. As Mu'asab says, the life of the Akhirah and then the Jannah that will be granted, this also has a deep connection as to how pure heart that we have. In the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he, the beloved Nabi, told the Sahaba, there will be this person, you'll see a Jannati. You'll see a Jannati who will be coming just now.
Allah, Allah.
And after the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this, an Ansari Sahabi came.
Achha.
Yeah. Ansari Sahabi came who was holding his shoes in his left hand, and the wudu water was dripping from his face. So the Sahaba looked at him, okay, this is the Sahabi, they thought maybe. Because the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam only made an indication that you will see a Jannati coming our way just now. Okay, second day the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the same. Again the same person appeared.
Achha. Allahu Akbar.
Now the third day, the same thing was said by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third day again, the same person appeared. So this now can't be a coincidence, you know. So a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he got curious. He said, no, I'll find out. What's the reason? I mean, if he has become a Jannati, there must be a reason. There must be some virtuous things that he might be doing. Let me go and learn. Right? So he followed him. Third day he followed him. Let me follow him. And he then stayed with him for 3 nights. He stayed with him for 3 nights and he found out that all these 3 nights, he wouldn't be up the whole night and worship and ibadat and so on. Nothing of that sort. Nothing extraordinary. So, he then says, except for one thing, right? Whenever he would turn in his sleep, whenever he would turn, he would make the zikr of Allah. He would make the zikr of Allah whenever he would turn sides. Now, aside from that, there was nothing else. So he says to him on the third day, you know, my purpose of coming and staying with you here so I could witness and see what is it that you do, you know, that has enabled you to become a Jannati. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has certified you to be a Jannati 3 times.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Now, he says, I don't think there is anything as such, you know, but how, there is one thing, if I may relate to you, there is one thing. That I don't have any malice or hatred for anyone. Subhanallah. The Sahabi of Rasulullah, he says, that is that very thing that has taken you to this height.
Allahu Akbar. So not having any hatred in the heart is success for myself.
Subhanallah.
I mean, just look at this beautiful waqi and story. It just makes us think so much. And but inshallah, dear viewers of Madini channel, a person's inner and outer self should be the same, because Allah Azza wa Jalla looks at the inner self of a person. And this is what we have left. What's apparent is what we focus upon. The physical appearance must look nice, must look smart. And how much of dollars and pounds have we even spent to rectify as well as to beautify the outer appearance? How much of money have we spent? You can count for yourself, dear viewers. How much of products have you tried using to beautify the physical appearance? But how much of time have you spent contemplating and thinking over how do we rectify and beautify the inner self too?
Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar.
Dear viewers of Madini Channel, we have now come to the end of the program. Mu'asab, shukran. And we thank Mu'asab for your time as well.
Sat-tula.
And for all the Madini pearls you shared with us. Bas dil saaf ho jaye hum. Mu'asab ka Mu'asab. And may we have a clean heart and focus on cleaning and cleansing our heart every single day. There are very few things out there to motivate you to cleanse your heart, but there are many things out there to motivate you to have a dirty heart. Because of situations, because of matters, because of problems. You have many reasons out there to think evil, but if you program yourself to think good, nothing will corrupt your heart, inshallah. Having said these few words, we will be once again tomorrow, inshallah, back on Madani channel, back with another topic, another discussion, something power-packed, inshallah, to motivate us to rejuvenate our spirits once again, inshallah. Until then, stay good, be good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. inshaAllah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.